In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31-46, the final judgment, we learn about practical social justice. We learn about mercy, which brings us closer to God. The Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud, deals with the question of how we, human beings, could come closer to God, how on the practical level we could walk in His footsteps. Rabbi Chama, son of Rabbi Hanina, says, "What is the meaning of that which is written, 'After the Lord your God shall you walk'? Is it actually possible for a person to follow the divine presence? Hasn't it already been stated, 'For the Lord your God is a devouring fire, and one cannot approach fire'?" He explains, "Rather, the meaning is that one should follow the attributes of the Holy One, blessed be He." He provides several examples. Just as He clothes the naked, as it is written, "And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skin and clothed them," so too should you clothe the naked. Rabbi Chama continues with giving methods and examples of how we can follow God: visiting the sick, like God visited Abraham; console and comfort mourners, like God did with Isaac; bury the dead, like God buried Moses. Just as in the Gospel, the Talmud suggests that we look for the most vulnerable people in our community and help them, like God Himself would do. We must have compassion towards those who are on the fringe of our society and communities. God teaches us what is practical mercy. By helping the needy people, we actually walk in the footsteps of God. The parable of the shepherd is a key theme on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. On it, your kingship will be exalted, your throne will be affirmed with kindness, and you will sit upon it in truth. On that day, the day when, according to the sages, the world was created, God Almighty is crowned. He sits on His throne and He judges all mankind. But why do we have shepherds giving as an example? What can we learn from them? A shepherd leads his flock gently as it is vulnerable. He helps the frail and the sick ones and feeds them on a good pasture. He will seek and bring back those which were lost and driven away. He will bind up the sheep that were wounded and will strengthen the one that was sick. God is king. God is a shepherd and a judge. Moses and King David were shepherds. Further, "Thus say to my servant David, thus said the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the flock, to be ruler to my people Israel." By showing grace and kindness to our fellow human beings, just as a shepherd looks after his flock, in the same way, by following God's attributes, we come closer to Him and follow Him. The Gospel teaches further, "Whatever you did to one of the least brothers of mine, you did to me." And so the grace returns to the Almighty God.